Well, yeah, a very good team, Marquette. I think goes without saying, and they're going to win a lot of games, and already have. And so, two good offensive teams, as you know. Looking at the stats beforehand and going into it, so the high scoring. Obviously, they lengthened the game with the fouls and the number of free throws shot at the end. But we did a lot of good things. Obviously, 60% from the field, 10 turnovers below our 12. We want to get, and then obviously right around the number we have to lead the one of the tops in the country as far as low turnovers and high, and this will help our assist to turnover ratio, which is number one in the country. So 24 to 10 speaks volumes. 55 from the three and 70 from the line. So offensively, you can't be any more efficient than that. They're good. They kept battling and obviously had a big lead. Never really got too close, but they played hard, and they are a good team, very good team, hard to guard because of their versatility, their quickness, and their size out on the perimeter. But very good team and very well coached.
Kenny, a few games ago, you remarked at a post game you don't think your guys realize how good they could be from offense.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we're pretty good. I mean, assist to turnovers when I won the country. I mean, I'm never satisfied. So it says more about me than that. Just I'm messed up. Just go with that, Ray.
No, I mean,
that's the story.
In your years here, terms of offensive efficiency and getting good shots and scoring, is this?
I say we can always be. We can always be, and that's what we're striving to become. I mean, 2 years ago, I think we were number one in the country in efficiency, so it's hard to beat that. I think we ended up two. Maybe we're one. I don't know how it finally ended up. North Carolina, us. They were pretty good. We were pretty good. But we're good. We shoot the ball better maybe than any team we've had, and I think that's something that's but we've always been assist to turnovers leaders in the country, always been high assist team. We've always been a good offensive rebounding team. And so all those things together make up a good offense. And we always score high too. But again, you know, I think once you're always from Pittsburgh, you know, you're just going to be known as a defensive team and a hard-nosed blue-collar team. And that's just, you know, part of being from the Steelers have started that, and we're never going to get away from it. But that's a good thing to be. So, again, our offense has been good from year to year. This is a good team offensively, and we're trying to get better. Again, I thought our passing was tremendous in the first half. We ran good sets. We executed those. Second half, I don't think we executed as well, but our numbers were pretty good as we shot 65%. So I thought maybe they ran a little triangle in two, we attacked. Maybe I didn't call it as good as sets, but you know, you look at our stats, we shot 65%. So again, I'm messed up and I'm trying to find something wrong with that. Don't write that, Ray. I'll wait a couple weeks anyways.
Jamie, Lamar Patterson seems to be adding a little something.
Yeah.
Can you talk about his development?
Yeah, it just seemed like last week everything started clicking for him, and he played well in practice. And you know, I think everyone was wondering what your feeling was on going with Lamar last game in Providence. And Joe, he's practicing better. I mean, there's no other way to put it. And he looks more comfortable out there. I think he's a guy that's a young kid. He's developing physically. And he's feeling more comfortable. And with him and Jonathan, we have two very good guys, and we'll see how they both go. But right now, they're both playing well. They both played well in practice the last 2 days, actually. Lamar has obviously played well. He played very well and played steady, and five rebounds were big for us. Because a little different game because they play on the perimeter. Gary had a guard on the perimeter. Our fives had a guard on the perimeter a lot today, so they're not going to get as many rebounds with how they were playing.
You talk about Gary inside, yeah, up and finishing strong. He said he's been working on that. Did you see the results
today? If anybody wants to question it, one thing you can't question is Gary McGee's work ethic. I mean, his he cares so much and puts so much time into it. This last week we've seen done a better job finishing. I mean, he works relentlessly on his free throws. And his defense has been very good. And so, you know, with him, Dante's a little banged up right now. I think you guys figured the knee has been bothering him. He's been sick. So, between the two of them, we're getting great production. But that's where we're at with him. But Gary's he's working so hard. Every day is out there early with different coaches, just to continue to work on finishing and finishing higher and with a little bit more consistency, and it's great to see hard work and pay off.
Jamie, in terms of the substitutions and playing time, is this some of the toughest decisions that you've had to make while you've been here in terms of who to get into the rotation?
Well, I've been fortunate it hasn't been that tough because it's tougher when you have to put in bad players, and I've always had good players to put in, so that's the most important thing. So it's easier that way. I think seeing how guys develop, speaking about Lamar earlier, and seeing guys, I often bring up early in the year when everybody wants to have that starting lineup, that starting rotation in November, and I'm quick to counter with it's nothing's definite, nothing's defined, and development of kids is something we put great emphasis in, and maybe others don't put as much in, but guys can get better at different rates, and this rotation is not set, and we're going to have different guys. J.J. Richardson gave a solid a couple minutes. I mean, we're going to play 11 guys, and maybe not in every game, but they're all big factors. And our press team, our other guys, the red shirts and the guys, Nick and Aaron, they gave us good practice this week too, and which we really worked on the press. I mean, obviously, we cut down our turnovers. That was the big emphasis this week. And, when you're number one in the country in assist to turnover ratio, and you have a game like that, you want to work on getting it back to where we were, and I think we did, and that shows a good focus by our guys.
Jamie, but Gary's hard work is a reason that he seems a lot more aggressive and confident when he does get the ball
agreed. I think it's a combination of things. I think it's something that I think it goes back to his teammates too. I mean, they see him working hard, and I think they get more confidence, and they see getting paid off for hard work. And I think when your players, your teammates see you working that hard, I think that brings confidence from his teammates. It's all these things get talked about, but I mean, he's just gotten better each year. It's been part of his development, and he's where he was in November. I sure hoped he'd be better in January, and I think right now he is playing well, and it's good to see. I mean, he's really working hard, and he always has.
Jimmy, your scoring average is way up from a year ago.
Yeah.
I know you got 15 more games. That's a big East Bank change, but it's up substantially. Other than the improved outside shooting, is there any one role for you?
I mean, we're returning. We had a lot of young guys. We had all kinds of things going on. I think you can't really compare our team to last year, especially, for a whole season. I know last year we were one of the few teams, I think, that their numbers went up scoring-wise in conference play, which never happens. And so, obviously, we were undermanned last year and had some injuries and all different things. But, it's hard to compare the whole season to that season. And that'll be hard. Now, a year ago, we were, the year before that, we scored at a high rate. We were number one in the conference, and nobody wrote about that. But
you're up over even that.
Yeah, yeah. I think sometimes as opponents, I think sometimes that has something to do with it. I mean, this game was – they're a high-scoring team too. So, it's and they lengthen the game with the fouls, as we know. And so, that's going to have part of it rather than – grinding it out and just using clock. They seem to be fouling at an early pace, so that an early time on the clock, and so that has something to do with it. I think we're good. Yeah, I think we're good offensively. Could we be the best? Are we better than last year's team offensively? I think we can be, and I think we're heading that direction.
Jamie, you're now above, I think, 70% winning percentage in Big East history, so the guys behind you are John Thompson, Jim Boeheim, Jim Calhoun, Lou Carnesecca. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's almost expected now that you guys will win games like this, that you win most of your games.
Right.
Can you talk about how hard it is to keep winning at this level?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you don't want to take it for granted, but I talked to our coaches about it afterwards. I mean, we do expect to win, and our fans expect us to win, so I guess it's better than the alternative. But it's not easy, and it shouldn't be taken for granted. But I don't want anybody to feel sorry for us. I mean, we expect we've got to go out and play hard and play well. And we did. We played well. We could have done some things better. But you know, hopefully I got that message to our guys after the game, and hopefully we can get to work Monday and Tuesday, because you know, the problem with this league is, as you mentioned, the different teams and names, and you know, we just had a good win, and now we go play the number one team in RPI in Georgetown on Wednesday. So, you know, but you know, it says a lot about our team, because you know, this conference has been pretty good the last couple of years, like by far the best in the country.